Last April, when I crash-landed in Paonia, Greg Cranson was one of the first farmers I met. He's the picture of a Western farmer with a handlebar mustache and a soft leather hat. But while most farmers I talk to say farming is a gamble, Greg relates farming to his faith.
They plant the seeds, they go into the ground, they disappear, I don't see them, and there's a transformation that happens when they go in the ground that I don't control. And so I have to have faith to believe that they're going to grow and mature.
As we sat together talking in his greenhouse, a gentle rain started to fall. Even back then, long before the summer drought, the sight of rain was a welcome relief.
It's great to see the rain. Boy, I hope it snows more in the mountains.
Greg has been farming in Paonia for over 30 years, and even though he's not an old-timer, he still feels the weather has been weird.
It seems like more and more we're having to day by day just walk outside and see what's happening and then be flexible with the extremes because it seems like things are getting more and more extreme.
He lists off a litany of changes: longer springs, later frosts, warmer falls. But the big changes he worries about is less snow in the winters, especially compared to the 80s and 90s.
Snowpack in the mountains, I think that's a real concern is managing the water. You can't count on it.
Now here's the part of the icy change conversation where I typically ask,
what would you ask a scientist?
Good question. What would I ask a scientist? Well,
and here's where Greg threw me a loop. Instead of wanting to know about snow or water, he wanted to know,
I've always been fascinated with the soil, so I am interested in knowing how God made it work, how the life of the soil cooperates together to support plant life.
I found two scientists at the Rocky Mountain Biological Laboratory in Gothic, Colorado, who had interesting answers for Greg. First, evolutionary biologist Noah Whiteman wanted to be sure he heard Greg's question right.
Well, I think Greg posed the question in a more beautiful way than I'm going to pose it. But his question was somewhere along the lines of, how do the interactions between microbes and between microbes and plants sort of influence life for the plant, right?
I actually did ask Greg if that was what he was curious about, the secret life of bacteria and microbes.
Yeah, that's what I want to understand more, is how those life processes work.
Greg, I think that's a fascinating question, and it's something that I think about every day as part of my research. Plants have all kinds of microbes that they associate with in their roots, in the soil, and also in their leaves above ground. And a lot of these microbes are beneficial to plants.
Jennifer Rudgers, a researcher and biology professor from the University of New Mexico, studies microbial symbiosis, the close interdependent relationships between microbes and plants.
We think that these symbioses between microbes and plants may play a really important role in helping plants to adapt to changes in climate.
Over 80% of flowering plants have tiny fungi in their roots, and these fungi can help plants acquire nitrogen, phosphorus, and they can even help plants acquire water.
So if a plant can acquire a new symbiont that helps it do better under drought conditions, then that's a really quick fix to the problem of drought.
In long-term warming experiments at the Rocky Mountain Biological Laboratory, Rudgers and her colleagues have documented increased numbers in the microfungi as a way that plants respond to warmer, drier conditions.
So that suggests that these associations may be more beneficial, that the plants may invest more in them. We may find that one of the best ways to manage plant response to climate change, whether it's a crop or a natural plant community, is to manage the microbial community.
And that's not the only way these tiny microorganisms may be managing water. Noah Whiteman also studies microbial symbiosis, but he looks primarily at the tiny interactions on the leaves of plants. One leaf plant pathogen he studies is called Pseudomonas syringae.
And it turns out that Pseudomonas syringae facilitate the condensation of water and increase the freezing temperature of water. So plant pathologists discovered this by noticing fields of plants that had frost damage and the temperature did not get down to frost levels. And that extends to the point where it's been used, it's called Snowmax, their dead Pseudomonas syringae, by spraying it into a jet of water, you know, those big snow-making machines. They were shooting bacteria, dead bacteria, in order to facilitate the formation of snow. So Bill Hamilton had this idea that microbes, you see all the clouds above us, were manipulating the weather to their own advantage. And of course, that is a brilliant evolutionary strategy, going from, you know, middle of nowhere Colorado to middle of nowhere Russia, riding in the clouds would be a great way to increase your fitness. And so this is the bacterium that we study up here that we think is interacting with the plants to change the way the plants interface with their environment.
Noah says that we have much to learn about how these relationships play out, but that perhaps bacteria and plants are actually negotiating their environment much more than we imagine.
That's what's so fascinating about being with plants. They have this instinct and they're in touch with the environment.
And in many ways, when it comes to climate extremes, Greg is taking a cue from watching plants adapt.
It causes my faith to grow. So as the environment gets more challenging, I can change. I can grow.
I See Change is produced by Julia Kumari Drapkin and brought to you by KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, and Local Lore, a national public media initiative produced by AIR, the Association for Independence in Radio, with financial support by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Wincote Foundation, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Our theme music was produced by Joe Allen and Issa Caress.